Verdict, death sentence, and reactions. The jury delivered a guilty verdict after 5 hours of deliberations. In the sentencing file of the phase of the trial, Abu Jamal read to the jury from a prepared statement and was then sworn and cross-examined about issues relevant to the assessment of his character by Joseph McGill, the prosecuting attorney. In addressing his statement, Abu Jamal criticized his attorney as a, quote, legal trained lawyer, unquote, who was imposed on him against his will and who knew he was inadequate to the task and chose to follow the directions of this black-robed conspirator, Albert Sabo, even if it meant ignoring my directions, unquote. He claimed that all his rights had been deceitfully stolen from him by the judge, particularly focusing on the denial of his request to receive defense assistance from John Africa and his being prevented from proceeding pro se. He quoted remarks of John Africa and declared himself innocent of these charges. He was subsequently sentenced to death by the unanimous decision of his jury on the 3rd of July 1982. The date of his sentencing is recorded as the 25th of May 1983. Judicial execution in Pennsylvania is by means of lethal injection and would occur at the State Correctional Institution, Rockview. District Attorney Lynn Abraham, who at times has supervised aspects of the case, is on record stating that the matter of the death of Daniel Faulkner was the most open and shut murder case she'd ever tried, and that Abu Jamal, quote, never produced his own brother, who was present at the time of the murder, yet he has offered up various individuals who would claim that one trial witness or another must have lied, or that some other individual has only recently been discovered who has special knowledge about the murder, or that someone has fallen out of the skies who is supposedly willing to confess to the murder of Officer Faulkner. Section 4. Appeals and Legal Developments. Direct appeal of his conviction was considered and denied by the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania on the 6th of March 1989, subsequently denying rehearing. On the 1st of October 1990, the Supreme Court of the United States denied his petition for writ of certiorari and his petition for rehearing twice up to the 10th of June 1991. On the 1st of June 1995, his death warrant was signed by the Governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge. Its execution was suspended while he pursued state post-conviction review, the outcome of which was a unanimous decision by six judges of the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania on the 31st of October 1998 that all issues raised by him, including the claim of ineffective assistance of counsel, were without merit. The Supreme Court of the United States denied the petition for certiorari against that decision on the 4th of October 1999, enabling Governor Ridge to sign a second death warrant on the 13th of October 1999. Its execution in turn was stayed as Abu Jamal commenced his pursuit of federal habeas corpus review. Judge William Yone Jr. of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania voided the sentence of death on the 18th of December 2001, citing, quote, irregularities in the original process of sentencing, particularly when the jury instructions and verdict sheet employed in Jamal's case are considered, it becomes apparent that there is reasonable likelihood that the jury has applied the instruction and form in a way that prevents the consideration of constitutionally relevant evidence regarding the existence of any named mitigating circumstances. He ordered the state of Pennsylvania to commence sentencing procedures anew within 180 days. And ruled that it was unconstitutional to require that a jury's finding of the existence of circumstances mitigating against determining a sentence of death be restricted to unanimous findings with respect to exclusive, discrete categories of those factors defined in advance. Elliot Grossman and Marlene Kamish, the attorneys for Abu Jamal, criticized the ruling on the grounds that it denied the possibility of a trial de novo at which they could lead evidence to establish their case that their client had been the subject of a frame-up. Both parties appealed. On the 6th of December 2005, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit admitted four issues for appeal of the ruling of the U.S. District Court. Firstly, regarding sentencing, whether the jury verdict form had been flawed and the judge's instructions to the jury had been confusing. Secondly, in relation to conviction and sentencing, whether racial bias in jury selection existed to an extent tending to produce an inherently biased and unprofessional jury, and therefore an unfair trial. Thirdly, relating to conviction, whether the prosecutor improperly attempted to reduce jurors' sense of responsibility by telling them that a guilty verdict would be subsequently vetted and subject to appeal. Finally, regarding post-conviction review hearings in 1995 to 1996, whether the presiding judge, who also had presided at the trial, demonstrated unacceptable bias in his conduct. On the 17th of March 2006, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania filed its appeal, seeking to reinstate the sentence of death. Governor Ed Rendell has pledged to sign a third execution warrant should the appeal be upheld in that regard. On the 23rd of October 2006, Abu Jamal's counsel filed their reply but brief. They asked the Third Circuit Court to reverse the prior ruling on the basis it would be the only remedy available to correct injustice and excessive bias that denied Abu Jamal a fair trial. The Third Circuit Court heard oral arguments in the appeals on the 17th of May of 2007 at the U.S. Courthouse in Philadelphia. The appeal panel consisted of Chief Judge Anthony Joseph Sirica, Judge Thomas Ambrose, and Judge Robert Cowan. Maureen Faulkner travelled from Southern California to be in attendance. Abu Jamal's attorney sought to obtain a new trial, while the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania challenged Judge Yeone's ruling insofar as it had presumed to invalidate the outcome of the original sentencing procedure. Section 5. Life as a prisoner. Since imprisonment, Abu Jamal has continued his political activism, publishing Live from Death Row, a book on life inside prisons, and other works during the more recent years of his incarceration, as Live from Death Row proved to be a best-selling publication which raised substantial funds for the benefit of himself and his defense. He was punished with 30 days solitary confinement for, quote, engaging in the business or profession of journalism, unquote, without authority and contrary to prison regulations applicable to him. He has attained a Bachelor of Arts degree from Goddard College and a Master of Arts from California State University at Dominguez Hills, both by distance education during the course of his imprisonment. The New College of California Law School has presented him with an honorary Juris Doctor's degree. In May 1994, he was commercially engaged by National Public Radio's All Things Considered program to deliver a series of monthly 3-minute commentaries addressing issues of crime and punishment. The broadcast plans and commercial arrangement were cancelled following condemnatory public outcry in anticipation, encouraged by the Fraternal Order of Police. The commentaries appeared in print in May 1995. In 1999, he was invited to deliver the keynote address for the graduating class at the Evergreen State College. He accepted, and a recording of his speech was played at the commencement ceremony, being that he was not legally permitted to attend in person. The event was protested heavily by police officers from around the US. Among other schools whose graduates he has addressed are Antioch College, UC Santa Cruz, Kent State University, and Occidental College. While his spoken word commentaries are recorded and published regularly and may be listened to online at prison radio, hardships have at times been imposed upon his ability to most effectively communicate with those who support him, interested media, and the general public. Subsequent to the airing of the 1996 HBO documentary, Mumia Abu-Jamal, A Case for Reasonable Doubt? Which included compelling footage from visitation interviews conducted with him, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections acted to ban outsiders from using any recording equipment in state prisons. In August 1999, local prison authorities severed the connecting wires of his telephone from their mounting when, for a brief time, he began delivering his radio commentaries live on the Pacifica Network's Democracy Now! Weekday radio news magazine. Notoriously, they did so, even at a time when he was on air and in mid-performance. In 1999, Vanity Fair revealed that a volunteer named Philip Block visited Abu Jamal in prison in 1992 and asked him whether he regretted killing Faulkner, to which it was reported that Abu Jamal replied, "Yes." Block, otherwise a supporter of Abu Jamal's case, stated he came forward after he grew concerned about the vilification of Daniel Faulkner. In response, Abu Jamal is reported to have said, "A lie is a lie, whether made today or 10 years later," and thanked Vanity Fair, not for their work, but for stoking this controversy, because controversy leads to questioning, and one can only question this belated confession, unquote. Section 6. Foreign Honours Controversy. On the 19th of May 2006, Michael Fitzpatrick, a Republican congressman from Pennsylvania, introduced a concurrent resolution designated House of Representatives Resolution 407, and on the 15th of June 2006, Richard Santorum, a Republican senator, U.S. senator, from Pennsylvania, introduced the identical Senate Resolution 102, being that Congress condemn the murder of Philadelphia police officer Danny Faulkner, urge the city of St. Denis to change the name of Rue Mumia Abu-Jamal, and if they do not, urge the French government to take action against the city to change that name, and commend police officers all over the world for their commitment to public service and public safety. That is the operative text of House Resolution 407 of the 109th, in the 109th U.S. Congress. On the 6th of December 2006, the House of Representatives voted 368 yeas to 31 nays in favor of this resolution, condemning the decision of Saint-Denis, France, to name a street in honor of Mumia Abu-Jamal, the convicted murderer of Philadelphia police officer Danny Faulkner, unquote. On the 11th of December 2006, the Executive Committee of the Republican Party for the 59th Ward of the City of Philadelphia, covering approximately Germantown, Philadelphia, filed suit with two plaints, or, in other words, criminal complaints on behalf of victims, in forums of the French legal system, against the government of the City of Paris and the City of Saint-Denis, citing the wrong of those cities' actions glorifying Mumia Abu-Jamal. Section 7. Free Mumia Campaign. A broad international movement has allied in support of Abu-Jamal's cause, with noteworthy opposition coalesced about the family of Daniel Faulkner, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and the Fraternal Order of Police. Whether to protest at perceived injustice affecting him, or to deplore the possibility of future application of the death penalty in his and other cases, support encompasses that to date supplied by prominent American labor unions and congresses, acts by some U.S. and foreign city governments, outspoken encouragement from a number of U.S. and foreign artists and celebrities and notable persons, references in popular and underground music, the formation of groups of parliamentarians, lawyers, educators, and journalists, a 2004 resolution of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and legal intervention on behalf of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, support claimed from the Episcopal Church of the United States of America, interest adopted by human rights advocacy organizations such as Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, and the persistence of activist cells, variously known as chapters of the Free Mumia Coalition and the International Concerned Family and Friends of Mumia Abu-Jamal. This audio recording of the biographical entry for Mumia Abu-Jamal for the English Wikipedia is licensed for reproduction under a GNU free documentation license and was recorded on the 26th of October 2007.